see, off the starboard bow, the Lone Islands, Felimath. And do you see those grey slopes? That must be Dawn.
Felimath and Dawn? Oh, Edmund, how long it's been since we saw them last. Do you see, Caspian?
I do. Though, I never understood why they belonged to Narnia. Did Peter the High King conquer them?
Oh, no. They were Narnian before our time, in the days of the White Witch.
Are we to put in here, sire?
I don't know, Captain. Edmund?
I shouldn't think it would be much good landing on Felimath. It was almost uninhabited in our days, and looks as if it's the same still. The people live mostly on Dawn, and a little on Avra. That's the third island. You can't see it yet. They only kept sheep on Felimath.
Then we'll have to double around that cape, I suppose, and land on Dawn. That'll mean rowing.
I'm sorry we're not landing on Felimath. I'd like to walk there again. It was so lonely. A nice kind of loneliness. And all grass and clover and soft sea air.
I'd love to stretch my legs too. I tell you what, why shouldn't we go ashore on the boat and send it back? And then we could walk across Felimath and let the Dawn Treader pick us up on the other side.
Oh, do let's. Edmund?
Yes, all right.
You'll come, Eustace.
Anything to get off this blasted boat.
Blasted? What do you mean?
In a civilized country, like where I come from, the ships are so big, when you're inside, you wouldn't know you were at sea at all.
In that case, you might just as well stay ashore. Will you tell them to lower the boat, Drinion?
Yes, sire.
Delightful to be ashore again. Oh, smell the earth and the grass.
It feels like the ground is moving up and down.
That's because you've been at sea for a while. It'll stop soon.
I knew that.
There goes the Dawn Treader. She looks majestic on the water, doesn't she?
It looks like a giant insect to me.
Now, from this ridge we can see... Oh, there's Avra. And there's Dawn, across the channel.
What's that town there on its coast?
That must be Narrowhaven.
Oh, hello. What's this?
What?
By that tree.
It's only a group of men.
Rather rough looking, if you ask me.
Yes.
And armed.
What do you make of it, Reepy Cheep?
There are 7 in all. Are you concerned?
Well, I wouldn't tell them who we are.
And pray, Your Majesty, why not?
It's just occurred to me that no one here can have heard from Narnia for a long time. It's just possible they may not still acknowledge our overlordship, in which case it might not be quite safe to be known as the king.
We have our swords, sire.
Yes, Reep, I know we have. But if it's a question of reconquering the three islands, I'd prefer to come back with a rather larger army. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good day to you.
Is there still a governor of the Lone Islands?
Oh, to be sure there is. Governor Gumpus. His sufficiency is at Narrowhaven. Well, you'll stay and drink with us?
Thank you all the same, but we'll continue on.
Oh, but you won't.
We won't.
Take them, boys.
What's the meaning of this?
Oh, I'd have thought it was clear.
You're our captives now.
Get them out!
Careful with that beast, Tax. Don't damage him. He'll fetch the best price of the lot, I shouldn't wonder.
Coward! Poltroon! Give me my sword and free my paws if you dare!
Oh, it can talk. Well, I never did. Blown if I take less than 200 crescents for him.
So that's what you are. A kidnapper and slaver. I hope you're proud of it.
Now, don't you start any jaw. The easier you take it, the pleasanter all round. See? I don't do this for fun. I've got my living to make. Same as anyone else.
Where will you take us?
Over to Narrowhaven for market day tomorrow.
Oh, is there a British consul there?
Is there a what?
A consul. Is everyone ignorant of the basic diplomatic procedures? You see, a government establishes a consul in a foreign country to assist and aid the citizens who may be in residence and to look out for its own interests there.
I think you'd better gag that one, Tack.
Gag me? But you don't seem to understand. I'm a subject.
Now, youngsters, here's what's going to happen. There's a little village and a longboat down on the beach next to it. We'll take you out in my ship and then to Narrowhaven tomorrow, where we are going to sell you. So, let's have no fuss, and then you'll have nothing to cry about.
Well, Pug, what do you have here? More of your usual wares?
Ah, yes, pleasing your lordship. Anything of interest?
How much do you want for that boy?
Which, my lord?
That one, the one with the blonde hair.
I knew your lordship would pick on the best. No deceiving your lordship with anything second rate. That boy, well... Now, I've taken a fancy to him myself. Got kind of fond of him, I have. I'm so tender-hearted, I should never have taken up this job. Still, to a customer like your lordship...
Tell me a price, Carrion. You think I want to listen to the rigmarole of your filthy trade?
300 crescents, my lord.
But to anyone else...
I'll give you 150.
Oh, please! Please don't separate us, whatever you do. You don't know who we...
Lucy!
150, then.
Done.
As for you, little maiden, I'm sorry I cannot buy you all. Oh. Unrope my boy, Pug. And look, treat those others well while they're in your hands, or it'll be worse for you.
Well, now, who ever heard of a gentleman in my way of business who treated his stock better than what I do? Oh. Why, I treat them like my own dear children.
That's quite likely enough to be true. This way, lad.
No, you can't!
Quiet, you!
Cheer up. I'm sure it'll come all right in the end.
Oh, no!
Now, missy, don't you start taking on and spoiling your looks for the market tomorrow.
Come on, boys! Let's go!
Lucy, Edmund, Eustace and Reepicci were rowed out to the slave ship and taken below into a long, rather dark place, none too clean, where they found many unfortunate prisoners. Pug was, of course, a pirate and had just returned from cruising among the islands and capturing what he could. The children sat in the straw and wondered what was happening to Caspian and tried to stop Eustace talking as if everyone except himself was to blame. Meanwhile, Caspian was having a much more interesting time.
Look, you needn't be afraid of me, boy. I'll treat you well. I bought you for your face. You reminded me of someone.
May I ask of whom, my lord?
You remind me of my master, King Caspian of Narnia.
My lord, I am your master.
What?
I am Caspian, King of Narnia.
You make very free. How can I know this is true?
Firstly, by my face. Secondly, because I know within six guesses who you are. You're one of those seven lords of Narnia whom my uncle Miraz sent to sea and whom I have come out to look for. Argos, Byrne, Octesian, Restimar, Mavramorn, No, I've forgotten the others. I always do.
By heaven.
Finally, if your lordship will give me a sword, I will prove on any man's body in clean battle that I am Caspian, the son of Caspian. Lawful King of Narnia, Lord of Caer Paravel, and Emperor of the Lone Islands.
It is his father's very voice and trick of speech. Can it be?
I assure you it can be. And is.
Oh, my liege. Your Majesty. I am the Lord Byrne, one of whom you seek.
Rise, Lord Byrne. The monies your lordship spent for our person will be made good from our own treasury.
They're not in Pug's purse yet, sire, and never will be, I trust. I've appealed to his sufficiency, the governor, 100 times to crush this vile traffic in man's flesh.
My Lord Byrne, we must talk of the state of these islands. But first, what is your lordship's own story?
Oh, short enough, sire. I came thus far with my six fellows, loved a girl of the islands, and felt I'd had enough of the sea. and there was no purpose in returning to Narnia while your Majesty's uncle held the reins. So I married, and I've lived here ever since.
What is this governor, this Gumpus, like? Does he still acknowledge the King of Narnia for his lord?
In words, yes. All is done in the King's name. But he would not be best pleased to find a real live King of Narnia coming in upon him. And if your Majesty came before him alone and unarmed, well, he would not deny his allegiance, but he would pretend to disbelieve you. Your Grace's life would be in danger. What following has your Majesty in these waters?
There is my ship just rounding the point. We are about 30 swords if it came to fighting. Shall we not have my ship pull in and fall upon Pug and free my friends whom he holds captive?
Not by my counsel. As soon as there was a fight, two or three ships would pull out from Narrowhaven to rescue Pug. Your Majesty must work by a show of more power than you really have, and by the terror of the King's name. It must not come to plain battle. Gumpus is a chicken-hearted man and can be overawed. Can your Majesty signal your ship?
With my horn, yes.
Then I humbly suggest you do so. I have a plan. Steer straight down this channel, Captain. Then round to Avra, where my own estate is.
Aye.
But first, run up the King's banner. Hang out all the shields and send as many men to the fighting top as you can. And then about five bowshots. When you get the open sea on your port bow, run up a few signals.
Signals? To whom?
Why, to all the other ships we haven't got, but which it might be well that Gumpus thinks we have.
Oh, I see. And they'll read our signals and think we're communicating with the fleet. What shall I say? Whole fleet round the south of Avra and assemble at...
Burnstead. That'll do excellently. Their whole journey, if there were any ships, would be out of sight from Narrowhaven. Sire, why do you look so pensive?
Because the others are languishing in the hold of that awful slave ship. Well, I am helpless to do anything about it.
Sire, if my plan works, your friends will be freed from the hold of that ship by this time tomorrow.